Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us today two ladies who are the heart and soul of the North Central Family Medical Center, right there on Saluda Street. We have with us Roxanne Rodison Ray, who's the Chief Operating Officer, and along with her, the Outreach Coordinator, or the Outreach Community, whatever she is, she's a leader, Nikita, the one and only Nikita Jackson. So, Nikita, you're playing with social media there, right? If anybody wants to watch us, what is that, on Facebook Live, or
yes,
what is it? Huh?
Facebook Live.
Oh, good. Now, tell everybody a little bit about Nikita.
Little old me, born and raised right here in the city of Rock Hill. Been working at North Central Family Medicine for 6.5 years. I'm outreach events person, so I'm always in the community telling people and educating people about the services that we provide in North Central, and former city council representative for the city of Rock Hill, representing Ward 5.
So now, do you have any political aspirations for this particular year?
Well, you know, I'm the chair of the York County Democratic Party, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not going to answer.
Yeah,
she's like most.
Right.
She's like most politicians.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. She knows how to do it.
Okay, so Roxanne, microphone is yours. Tell us a little bit about Roxanne Rollinson Ray.
Okay, Roxanne Rollinson Ray, Chief Operating Officer at North Central Family Medical Center since 1999. Well, actually, I came in as Director of Operations in 1999 and was promoted to COO in 2006. So I've been with North Central for 26 years.
My gosh.
I've grown up there, I must say. But I am a Rock Hill native, so I'm born and raised here. Went to Northwestern, the number one school.
That's right.
And
go
also
Trojans.
Winthrop University. So I'm very dedicated to my community, love my community, and love what I do.
So now that we have you two ladies here doing what you do for North Central Family Medicine, what does Ernest Brown have to do? Does he have anything to do?
You know, he has this saying, he's a chief cook, bottle washer, something, something, something. So let him tell it, he does it all.
Well, you tell me he's retiring. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yes. This Friday is going to be his last day retiring.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, for people who are new to the community, this North Central Family Medicine really was his baby.
Yes,
that's right.
He created this thing. How long has it been around?
1992. So 33 years.
And
now.
He has grown it. Boy, has he grown it.
Yes.
I mean, we're now on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So who wants to give me some background?
Okay.
Go ahead, Roxanne.
Yeah, I can do that. You say we're on both sides of Saluda Street.
Yeah.
We actually have three locations on Saluda Street, believe it or not. We have our main site that's at 1131 Saluda Street, and we moved there in 2001. And then in 2018, directly across the street, we built our Women's Health and Pediatric and Adolescent Center.
Right.
Now, all the way down in Chester.
Yeah.
So straight shot. We have our Chester facility on Saluda Street. How about that? So we have three locations here in Chester. York County areas are our service areas. We also have a pharmacy on Saluda Street as well. But we've been in existence since 1992, providing comprehensive primary care to our community. And we've done that for those who are insured, uninsured. There's a misperception about being a federally qualified health center is that you go there if you're poor. Well, we're here for people from all walks of life. Whether you're poor, the person who slept on the street last night, or for one of our local politicians, we are there to provide the services that we do, and that's the comprehensive primary care. We are the medical home for 30,000 people in this community. So we provide a much needed service for our patients, keeping them out of the emergency room. So we are the PCP. We have services ranging from family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, adolescent care, women's health, prenatal. We have a contract with MUSC in Lancaster where one of their OBGYNs comes and delivers, give prenatal care, then deliver the babies at the MUSC hospital. We have radiology doing x-rays and ultrasound.
Yes.
We have our fabulous team of community health workers who are really being advocates for our patients, or liaisons for our patients, dealing with some of those items that have an overall effect on health care, but may not be something that the doctor would necessarily take care of in an exam room. So if it's housing, or if it's a lack of funds or transportation, then that's when the team of community health workers come into place. We have our own lab services. I already mentioned our pharmacy that's open to not just our patients, but for the entire community. So we are an open retail pharmacy, and our prices are just as low or lower than some of these big boxes. So you can go to your doctor, Manning, and tell them you want your prescription sent over to a community medicine pharmacy, and I bet you it'll be lower than what you pay now.
So, you know, you are doing parallel services, let's say, to Affinity, is that correct?
Yeah, we're both community health centers and providing primary care.
Which is correct. So, mm-hmm. That's great. Now, do you all work together on this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Nikita's going to be giving you some information about some collaboration we're doing during National Health Center Week. You just stay tuned for that. But yes, we do work together because we are here to make sure that the community have access to health care, regardless of their ability or inability to pay for it.
So the way that works is kind of a sliding scale.
That's
of sorts.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a sliding fee discount program.
Okay.
And that program is based on federal poverty guidelines.
Right.
And that's handed to us by the federal government. And it depends on a person's household size and household income as to how much they would pay for their visit with the doctor. And those who qualify for 100% discount pay only $10 for their visit. We have to make sure that people understand that we're not free. We're not a clinic, free clinic. You do have to pay, but even if a patient came in and needed to be seen and qualified for the discount program, if they don't have the $10 on their day, we can set them up on a payment plan. And a lot of times we do that just to make sure we're there to remove any barriers to care that there may be. Community health workers will go and pick our patients up, bring them to the office for their appointment, take them home. So if it's a financial barrier, if it's transportation, we're
my
there
address
to make
is
specialty.
Specialty pharmacy. Mm-hmm.
And also community health, being a community health worker, we take our patients to those specialty appointments that they've been referred to by our primary care physicians that we can't treat them on site. So if someone has to be referred to a cardiologist or a pulmonologist or a nephrologist, you know, we take those patients to those appointments so that they can have a better understanding of what's going on with them health care wise. Like Roxanne stated earlier, we want to eliminate any barrier. So going to an appointment, if you're not familiar with what the doctor's going to be saying or the language is over your head, we're there to make sure that our patients understand fully what's going on with them health-wise so that they can live a healthier lifestyle or live with the diagnosis that they've been given so that they can improve their health outcome.
And be owners of their own health care. And I got to put this in here when you talk about specialty appointments, Nikita. to make sure that our audience understands that while we receive a federal grant, that grant is only about 25% of our overall budget, which is about $17 million. So we have to generate an income or revenue for our organization, and we do that with filing insurances, collecting co-pays. We have to generate that other 75%. But just talking about specialty appointments, so when our primary care physicians see our patients, there may be a need for endocrinology, gastroenterology, cardiology, all of those ologies. And that may be a barrier for that patient to get the care that they need because they are uninsured or their insurance won't cover specialty care. North Central has set up a special fund that's separate from our federal grant because our federal grant can only be used within the confines of our four walls of the services that we provide. But if a doctor needs to refer a patient to for endocrinology for their diabetes, for example, that fund we can pull from to help that patient get the services at that endocrinologist. Now, it's not a bottomless bucket of money, but it at least gets the patient there to get the consult, because if the primary care sets a care plan for the patient and it includes care from the endocrinologist, unless those two things come together, it's not going to work for the patient. So we recognize that that could be a barrier to care as well. And we accept donations to that fund too. I want to make sure that everybody understands that our board of director works hard to try to get donations from the community, and it can be used as a tax write-off.
So I know one of the things that when I last did my interview with Affinity here a couple of months ago, they were getting into the dental business because dental care is a big, big, big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, do you offer that? And if you don't offer it, is that something you would refer them over to Affinity for?
We could refer because we do not offer dental services, but because we are a community health center, we have to somehow provide those, make sure that our patients get those services. So we have contracts in the community with different dental providers who will see those patients at the discounted rate. For example, we partner with Dr. Peoples.
Yes.
So if there's a need for dental care, and if it's something that Affinity doesn't offer, like for instance if it's dentures or something, then we can send them to Dr. Peoples' office.
So if somebody has, let's say somebody walks in, they need care, and they're on Medicare, does that affect anything at all?
Oh no, we see Medicare, Medicaid, we're contracted with most of the insurances. Our providers are participating provider with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, all the major insurance networks. So like I said, Manning, we see everyone.
Jeez.
Okay.
So you've got a small army of people that are providing all these services.
That's right.
At three locations, you got the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
How many people is that?
Well, yeah, you're right. It takes a great group of people to make all the magic happen that happens at North Central. And we have about 123 employees total across our organization. So we have the three service locations where we're seeing patients, two in Rock Hill, one in Chester. And the Chester office also has a pharmacy on site. And then we also have our pharmacy here at the Saluda Street location, just not even a half a mile from our main location at 1131 Saluda Street.
123 people.
Yep, includes about 13 providers. So family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, women's health nurse practitioners. We contract with OBGYN. We've also integrated behavioral health into our primary care model. So we have a behavioral health therapist on staff with us where our providers can refer for anxiety, depression, some of those things that affect overall health.
You know, I had an item this morning on Palmetto Mornings that said this is really frightening, one in three Americans, this is based on 2024 data, one in three Americans are suffering from some type of mental illness. One in three. So that means right here in this restaurant, it's got probably 25, 30 people in here right now. There's a bunch of them here who've got some issues. And do you all offer services for that as well?
Absolutely. And that's what our mental health therapist is there for. So our providers, if they notice something that could be affecting a person's diabetes or hypertension, Or they may even express to the provider that they're having some issues with behavioral health. We do a screening. We have a screening tool that asks questions. And depending on how they rate on that screening tool will tell us, well, this person may would benefit from talking to our behavioral health or licensed professional counselor.
So we've got this large complex of facilities offering all these services. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this since when again?
1992. Yeah, we were in the back of the old
West End
School beside...
That's where I remember.
Beside Grandview Memorial. Yeah, we had to get away from the cemetery, Manny.
That's where Pathways is now.
Right, right. And then we moved over to 1131 Saluda Street in 2001. But we have Golden Monuments directly across the street, so we just can't get away from it.
So with this population of ours growing the way it's growing, you've grown, Affinity's grown. I mean, are there more plans for more stuff?
Well, there definitely could be, because we want to make sure that we are there in places that need what a need is. And that's why we're located where we are on Saluda Street and in the Chester area, in the rural areas. So we are able to make sure that our patients can get to us. We have the public
transportation
that stops right at our office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're happy about that, too. And Nikita's over here making sure that I don't forget. I know. Is our mic open?
It's wide open. You can't shut down when Nikita's here. Come on. Go ahead.
No, just wanted to also let everyone know that we have a mobile unit at North Central Family Medicine as well. So, you know, once we get that going, we'll be able to go into even more rural areas where transportation is a problem or they don't have access to transportation. So we can actually take our mobile unit out to these rural areas and provide health care as well. So
health care on wheels.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, here at Substation 2, we are rocking today. Fresh subs and salads between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and you all remember how this is done. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Well done. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight great talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Nikita Jackson and Roxanne Rodelson-Ray are with us from North Central Family Medicine. Roxanne is the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and Nikita is the Outreach and Community Care Lady. So this is National Healthcare Week, right?
Yes!
Yes!
We're super excited.
All right, so we're sitting here. I could talk about North Central for a long time. What do we have planned for this week to try to wake up America that this service is here?
You know, Manny, we're doing a whole lot. We actually have 3 health fairs planned for this week. So,
3.
Yes. So, like Roxanne said, we take care of healthcare needs from one end of Saluda Street in Rock Hill all the way down to the other end of Saluda Street in Chester. So, on August the 5th, we will have a health fair at our Chester location from 11 until 3 p.m. We have about 17 vendors that's ready to grace our community with the services that they provide. And I tell people all the time, education is health and wealth. So come see these vendors so that you can see what they have to offer to help you improve your life, to better your lives, and help improve in areas that you want to move from better to best.
Gotcha.
And so we're going to be out there at 1121 Saluda Street in Chester, South Carolina. So come on out. We're going to have some food out there and great information. And we'd love to have everybody just flood Chester.
And that's between what hours?
11 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Okay.
Speaking of flood, bring your umbrellas. Nikita, go ahead and tell them about the rain plan.
Well, you know, there is a rain option because you always got to have a plan B, right?
Yep.
And so our plan B is the fact that it's a possibility that there is going to be some rain, about 50 to 85%, but we're going to bring everything inside if that is the case. So Don't let rain never stops the show, right?
That's right.
You can't let anything stop
the show.
It
must go on.
That's right. And so we'll be in the inside with our vendors showcasing their services to help us improve the lives of our patient. We're also going to have a blood drive on that day. So if you're someone who loves to donate blood, because blood is something that we need. You never know when you may need to have a blood transfusion. So we are going to have a blood drive on that day as well. So please come out. You can get a $40 gift card if you donate. But if you're one of those Power Red persons, you can come out and get a $110 gift card just for donating some blood if you're old.
What is a Power Red? What is that?
Power Red is for people who are old. Type O blood.
Oh, like O negative, like
yes,
me?
Yes, O negative.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we would love to have you to come out because you can, everybody can use your blood.
That's right.
And so they pay a lot of attention and treat you guys a little special because
you get better
of that.
Snacks.
You do. So we would love to have you guys to come out and donate blood on that day.
Uh-huh.
We also have a sickle cell program. So this is one of the reasons why we do encourage blood drives at North Central, because we do see some patients who are sickle cell patients. Sickle cell for kids, they get the treatments from their pediatrician. But once someone turns age 18 and over, you know, someone who's dealing with sickle cell, it's kind of hard for them to find someone who can take care of them because those specialties are scarce here in our area.
All right. Second health, you said you have three health fairs. We got through number one.
So number two, got a lot to say.
Show ends at 1 o'clock.
So number two is going to be August the 7th in Rock Hill at our Rock Hill location, 1131 Saluda Street.
Right.
We're going to have a live band there, so come on out. 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. as well.
All right.
And we would love to have, we're going to have about 20 plus vendors at that location. So please, community, please come out and see what vendors are going to be there.
You're going to do a blood drive there?
We are doing a blood drive there as well. Same deal goes as in Chester. If you would like to donate blood, come on out to Rock Hill on August the 7th.
Okay.
And we're going to do a collaborative event with Affinity. You talked about them and the services that they provide. We do the
same thing here, but we're going to do a collaborative event on August the 8th at the Fountain, and our theme for that event is Boots on the Grounds, Manning, because we are boots to the grounds and on the grounds for providing health care to people who otherwise may not receive it. So we would love to have people to come out to the Fountain from 5 until 7 p.m. to enjoy some fun times, music, some dancing, fellowshipping, and also we have about 20 vendors coming out there as well. So we cannot, the people in Rock Hill cannot say that we're not spreading the love of the community resources. And we are grateful for August the 8th because that's partnering with the Community Day. So we're partnering with our community resources as well as Affinity to provide this wealth of knowledge to our community, and would love to have the Fountain feel like it was a food truck Friday. No food trucks, but we would love to have you there.
You know, it's amazing when you think about what North Central is doing, what Affinity is doing, that everybody who never has been to a doctor wouldn't come. Because, I mean, if you don't have the money to afford a doctor, you got that. That's part of your, that's how you operate.
That's it. That's why we're
gonna there. It's going to be taken care of.
That's right.
Thanks, Uncle Sam. It's going to be taken care of.
That's right.
So, I guess the question.
Only 20% of that.
Well, yeah.
We got to come up with 10 bucks.
And that's right.
But they'll even finance the $10.
Absolutely.
That's it.
So, yes. So National Health Center Week is recognized across the nation every year, the second week in August. Yes. And it's a time for, like you said, Manning, to try to make sure we get the word out about health care that's available to everyone from all walks of life. Health care is not a privilege, it's a right. And we want to make sure that people have access to health care, no matter who they are. Like I talked to you, someone that stepped on the street last night to one of our politicians, we're going to give that same excellent health care to individuals.
You know why we have not been able to figure this out in America? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But this certainly is a right step in the right direction to do it this way. So your dollars, you say 25% of your $17 million budget is coming from Uncle Sam.
Right.
From whatever pot of money that is.
And that money is set aside to help those who cannot pay for their services. Let me make sure I make that clear.
Okay.
So it goes along with that sliding fee discount program.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So the rest of the dollars, and which is quite a chunk, you're generating from patients who come in for these services.
That's right.
Right. And the insurance companies that they have, hopefully,
that's
have
right.
got. Right?
Right. That's right. We have to generate our revenue from patient visits when patients come in to see our providers.
Golly, dang. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. All right. So what else? Go ahead, Nikita.
Your
microphone is yours, dear, anytime you want it.
What else we want people in the community to remember is the fact that we have an indigent fund that we have at North Central. So at any given time that you want to donate, please think of North Central Family Medicine and give your dollars to us so that we can better help serve people in our community that otherwise wouldn't be able to have health care.
So when you look at 30,000 patients, that's a ton. I mean, that's a lot of people.
It is.
And you're seeing them maybe one time or two times or who knows, 12 times a year.
Well, normally what we set as the guideline for people going to see a doctor is 3 times a year.
3 times a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So these 30,000 separate patients you're seeing?
30,000 separate patients, yeah.
3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100,000 visits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I lost my doggone question I was going to give to you. You were talking about the Indigent Fund. And providing that service to the people. Anyway, you guys have got it. It's a wonderful, wonderful service you're providing. And if you want to reach out to North Central Family Medicine, they're right there on Saluda.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the way to the Burger King, they're right there.
And
right?
What Manny just made me think of, I was doing the math wrong, is 10,000 patients.
There you go.
30,000 visits.
There you go.
Let me
that
fix
makes
that.
A little more sense. Okay. Well, ladies, yes, clearly,
and
quickly.
Also, if you haven't been to North Central here lately, we did a rebranding, so stop by, if nothing else, but to come and look at our new digs.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Withrow. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. For all of those of you out there in Facebook Live land, this is what's called a Rednecks cue card. the white letters in there are what we want you to say together. At the count of three, let's show how all the rednecks in this place are doing. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.